Thursday morning, time for the Yelp. It is the 7:30 Yelp with Michael from Yelp.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, we are going to be talking about mojitos this go-around.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. Now, I love mojitos. Sometimes I feel a little guilty ordering one because a bartender has to do a lot of stuff to make a mojito. But the ones who do them, they're usually pretty delicious.
In this day and age, if you're not enjoying fresh fruit or herbs or whatever in your cocktail, you're at a pretty, I mean, and those bars have their places,
but you're not at
a great bar.
Right. But yeah, there are definitely bars that will go above and beyond to give you that freshness. And you got to have the freshness with a mojito.
Yeah. Mint is like of utmost importance. Well-muddled mint and also fruit and other variations. There's a lot of really creative mojitos in town. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about here
Let's talk about that. We're jumping right in. Do it.
At the top, the headline image here is a strawberry mint mojito at Cafe de Thai. Now, this is a place.
Where's Cafe de Thai?
It's over there on Longley Lane near Longley in Virginia by Juniper Hill Furniture, Sardina's Bistro. Yeah. So this place, in every time that I'm researching a weekly Yelp about cocktails, as far as like the beautiful look to the cocktail, this place pops up every time.
Okay.
And they have this mojito. I think I saw a blackberry mojito and several other varieties that they probably switch out seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such a beautiful restaurant that I can't imagine this not being so delicious. They're featured in the Weekly Yelp as a headline image because this thing just pops off the screen and screams summer. Also in the Weekly Yelp, Centro Bar and Kitchen. If you haven't been down there, they're on California Avenue. This is Chef David Stern, the executive chef, and Chef Alberto Gazzola, the owner.
That's the place with the tapas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small. I like to call them small plates.
Yeah.
But yeah, small plates, shareable.
Yes.
It's a minor semantics thing.
Yeah.
They have a fantastic cocktail program. They talk about a peanut butter coconut mojito that was created by one of the bar staff.
That's crazy.
Supposed to be super interesting, but I can tell you from firsthand experience, we just went in there after the Tour de Nez a couple months ago, and my wife wanted something refreshing, and so the guy made a charred pineapple jalapeno mojito.
Wow.
I guess it wasn't technically a mojito because it didn't use rum, but, you know, variations.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, really good drink.
Okay.
I would call it that. Then, of course, Mary Chuy's Mexican.
Yes.
Can't talk about Chuy's and not talk about their mojito or their jalapeno margarita. Mm. I mean, these are summer cocktails at their finest. But also included in the Weekly Yelp are some things that are not drinks.
Uh-huh.
Icicle Creamery. Mm. The Artisan Scoop Shop over there on Lakeside Drive. Also Peddler's Deli, same business. They make a mint coconut mojito sorbet that I believe is non-dairy and is absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
And
you can eat your mojito and you can drink your mojito.
And it's vegan too.
Okay.
But then also the Western Village Steakhouse is included and Compo because they have some great cocktails too.
Yep.
So you can find out all of what the Yelpers are saying right in there at yelp.com/weekly_Yelp. But let's talk about what's coming up this weekend.
This is probably
one of my favorite events of the year.
What's that?
The Reno Greek Festival.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that is amazing.
If you haven't checked out this event, St. Anthony's Church on Lakeside as well throws this big shindig once a year. They basically get the best cooks from within the Greek community to come together. So you've got saganaki and souvlaki and lamb chops and everything amazing Greek that we don't have in a restaurant for some reason.
Right.
You can get it for one weekend a year
at
the Greek festival and support Greek culture in
the
community.
There's dancing and there's all this stuff you can buy as far as like Greek food and Greek preparation to make your Greek food.
Have you had the donuts, the little Greek fried donuts?
Yes, yes, they are.
Doused in honey and, oh my gosh.
Ridiculously good.
Greek beer. I mean... It's a party.
All things Greek.
Ouzo.
Oh, no. I've had some bad times with Ouzo.
But, good times at the Greek festival. We also have our final weekend of Yelp's Coffee Culture. We're doing brewing methods. So why coffee bars these days look like science labs at Magpie Coffee over on Wells. And we also are doing a cupping class. We'll be sniffing and slurping coffee. That's at Old World Coffee.
All right.
So make sure you check out all of these happenings at yelp.com. And find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, Yelp Reno.